thus I have heard. At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Ultra Peak Mountain, with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and their natural emptiness. And through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of the lineage trained who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There's no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance and so on up to no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path. No wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom, and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not false. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Te Ata Om Gate Gate Paragate Parasangate Bodhisoha. Shariputra, this is how a Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, Noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you were taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoin us. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra and the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One.
Chidro Kadın şebi kodin cizonde kusun tuce kucu zadosu. 다 데려가서 알레데 주체니에 세이데 제고 여러워서라다.
So today we are here to teach and also to Rinpoche is here to teach and we are here to listen the Dharma.
가리던다라 제고여레 라와이나스.
So if we ask why we are doing this.
가르쳐도 제사 알레 처럼을 가르고서나 이제 알레 대화도 집어 그 가르는 것에나 이제 동해 동 메치버데 먹었을 라고로 봤어.
So because you know we are here because you know if somebody asks what do you want is you know we automatically say we want more happiness and we don't want you know any sufferings. That's for sure, we will
say.
So, how should we recognize happiness and suffering or unhappiness is? So generally, you know, in this world, if somebody asks, how are you? Then we will say, you know, I am in good health and, you know, myself, my parent, my children, you know, whatever, everybody is fine, and you know, so I am happy. That will be our answer. So in terms of Dharma, you know, we don't recognize this as a true happiness.
만약 드디어 추수내시비 대화도 동행세에 가르치려라 내거를세서나 수용업어야 제자지만 이번에 생이 되는 조화로네 대화용구해지는 건지 제거하래서.
So, in terms of Dharma, you know, we recognize happiness as not as material things, you know, but you know, through the mental transformation. So that is how we could achieve the true happiness.
The two young singing, the was singing, the two, the carriage and the two girls, and the engineer, then Lonnie Dongaja Gola, and the Tama Saja to be so singing, the two, the Roger Jenny, and the engineer sent you to the Dutch Awards.
So, how we should seek this, you know, mental happiness is that, you know, more than 2,500 years ago, Buddha Shakyamuni, historical Buddha Shakyamuni, came to India and, you know, show us the path. So, you know, we should study this path. And if we're able to follow the path, then, you know, we will able to gain this true happiness through the mental transformation.
The tricky chute in a Jalajitan, Dajetama Sajatuba, Thomas, or the Chujipo Jetrich, Tossing, and so on. The tricky chute in Jachamot and Motsuki, here to it, and young to a Yamari. In a concourse of Bangasuki, in a digging chimbom and division, so long in passing the Hewe.
So, even though Buddha Shakyamuni teach 84,000 different teachings, you know, if we try to study and practice all those 84,000 teachings, we don't have a time, and also we couldn't able to, you know, study and practice, you know, all in this life. So now what we have to do is we have to, you know, study and practice these stages of the path to enlightenment, the Lamrim, which is essence of that 84,000 teachings of the Buddha.
Tendrugi shangchu langchi rinpa asinhi deli meni chue se di nyo bala sanha gharichi tongne nyo guri salawa yena asala.
So, this kind of stages path to the enlightenment, Lamrim, in Tibetan, and how we should listen to this teaching is... So we should listen with this kind of attitude from the teacher's side, and as well as from our side also, you know, that this Lamrim, I heard that this Lamrim explained how to achieve enlightenment so that, you know, I can able to help or lead all the sentient beings into the same state what we have achieved, what I have achieved is Buddhahood. So that kind of really, you know, altruistic intention is required to listen this teaching.
Pena ka tsuki chu ke le ma le ma de be pena zabu le de shi de de ge de ka tsu pe ji mu ri zi da ba cha tsu de zabu le shi de de ge ju ju yin ji ro wa sa la da.
So, you know, whether we believe in some kind of, you know, religion, or, you know, we don't believe in any kind of religion, you know, we can definitely say that for sure that, you know, all the, you know, human being as well as the sentient being in this world, you know, everyone want peace and happy, that is for sure.
Zamanli shide gose yi se gila kanji shu yungu bine zile tandabali ya jen duwa ili pa cili geba jire da zamanli shide tanda yungu mu duwa sa nyara tsar tsar rogu duwa sa lada.
So we always talk about the world peace, and we try to achieve all this through different, you know, technologies and so on. But, you know, from those side, you know, it is really developed, you know, unimaginably, you know, up to this point. But, you know, still, you know, our wish to have peace in the world is not able to fulfill yet through the technology and the material things.
So
as you know, the His Holiness the Dalai Lama mentioned that, you know, how we accumulate the, you know, method to obtain peace, that, you know, causes of the peace we are accumulating is something mistaken, cause, you know, to achieve peace, you know, we try to develop really kind of sophisticated, you know, weapons, and we believe through these sophisticated weapons we might achieve, you know, peace in the world. But, you know, instead of, achieving peace, it further complicate the, you know, situation. So, you know, the true method to gain peace is through, you know, taming our mind, and through our mental transformation is the right method. So in short, that, you know, today we're going to listen to this teaching. So this teaching talk about, you know, how to achieve happiness, you know, for all the sentient beings, including myself. So that kind of, you know, good intention, we will try to shape our motivation through moment of reflecting on the altruistic thoughts. So even though we don't know how to reset or reshape our motivation, you know, we should think that, you know, what kind of mental attitude, you know, set by Buddha Shakyamuni, I will follow the same path, at least that kind of, you know, motivation or meditation we do for, you know, for a moment. So today's this text Lamrim, Stages to the Path, Stages of the Path to Enlightenment, this source of this teaching comes from Buddha Shakyamuni, as Rinpoche mentioned earlier that Buddha teach 84,000 different teachings. So the source come from that, you know, Buddha's teaching. And after Buddha passed into Parinirvana, and in India after 600 years ago, or some say 400 years ago, either, you know, either way, then, you know, appears the Nagarjuna and Asanga and all those, you know, Indian masters. They reveal Buddha's teaching again and flourish all over the, you know, India, and compose a commentary on the, you know, Bodhisattva's path to enlightenment. So then after the Nagarjuna and Asanga, you know, their disciples, there are, you know, in India at that time there are 500, you know, renowned, you know, great masters. Among them, the crown jewel of all those, you know, masters is the, you know, Atisha, Choji in Tibetan, and Atisha in Sanskrit. And then, you know, Atisha came to Tibet and then composed the root text of Lamrim, is called the Length for the Path. And then later on, the Lama Tsongkhapa composed a commentary for that Length for the Path root text, and that is how this great Lamrim text come into existence. The time is 1402, you know, at that time, then Lama Tsongkhapa came, and Lama Tsongkhapa saw the, you know, the root text. Then, you know, start to make a commentary on that. So this is the, you know, the text which composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. As we have a saying that, you know, if it is a snow spring water, then the source of that water should trace back to the snowy mountain. Likewise, you know, if it is a Buddha's teaching, then, you know, the source of that teaching should be traced back to the historical Buddha Shakyamuni himself. So, you know, about that we already talked before. So how the Lama Tsongkhapa make a commentary on the root text of Atisha is through, you know, four chapters, as we always, telling.
Sajje tongpo tenle danga de yin kong yabo yime ki tenda la yin zepa po de yi chewa de song xa yore yas, zepa po de yi yin tenje xa rong chewa.
So the first is that, first chapter is that, you know, the source of this teaching is pure or not. It depends on the teacher. So the first chapter is showing the greatness of the teaching's author in order to establish that it is of noble origin. So this is the first chapter. If it is a you know, authentic or not, you know, it depends on the greatness of the teacher. So the second chapter is, you know, to like this, you know, teaching, or to have some kind of attraction toward this teaching. So we need to understand, first we need to understand the, you know, greatness of the teaching. So the second chapter is showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instruction. So that is the second chapter. So the third chapter is, if all this, you know, is authentic teaching, and as well as, you know, to show the all this greatness, then in that case, how we should listen to this teaching. So that explain on the chapter 3, how to listen to and explain the teachings. And chapter 4 reveals the, you know, main instruction or the main subject of the teachings.
So
the chapter fourth, how to lead students with the actual instruction, you know, that show in the chapter 4. So, you know, the chapter 4 is, you know, how we should begin, and in between, how we should, you know, practice, and at the end, what kind of a result we will obtain by doing all those things. So this, you know, really, you know, systematically set up the, you know, path and the practice, you know, really, really nicely, you know, so that, you know, everybody can able to study and practice this teaching. So now we will go where we have left the, you know, last chapter is chapter 2, showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instructions. So now, So we are, I think we are on the page 50. Is it? And it is on page 50, the greatness of enabling one to understand that all of the scriptures are instructions for practice. So in in that chapter, we went a little bit further, and I think we are in, actually, we are in page 51. So page 51 at the last, bottom of the page. So the greatness of enabling one to understand that all of the scripture are instruction for practice is there in Buddha's teachings there are two types of instructions, and it mentioned here, the excellent teachings of the teacher Buddha is twofold. Those teachings having a nature of scripture and those having a nature of realizations. Mm-hmm. So scripture and realizations are the twofold of the instructions of the Buddha's teaching.
Did you know what you know? Been a non-chus and a carasa was a non-chul and year, non-chin year, and a longi non-bichi, the tobin non-bichus, and another longi chunko to tobi chunko was every. Then did you know what you know? So that the children turned out to any power.
So, and usually, if somebody asks how many, what kind of different Buddha's teaching are there, then we should know that there is two different kind of Buddha's teaching, the scripture and the realizations. Mm-hmm. These are the two kind of Buddha's teaching.
On a long choose in the Kandichila Seversana, and Sanja the Shanchu Samba Tadaki Sumbi, Soro the Salon, long it on choose and a lagri, yes.
So these are the two dharmas that, the scripture are the, the written down in the scripture that, either it is by the Buddha himself or commentaries made by the great masters. So these are called the scripture dharma.
Mm-hmm.
So then, through the studying on those, scriptures, then one will able to gain realizations. So that kind of realization is called the teaching of realization or the dharma realizations. As here the Vasubandhu's treasure of knowledge, Abhidharma Kosha mentioned, is a scriptural authority. So as it mentioned here, up to last page, as this says, there are no more than two types of teachings, scripture and realize. The scriptural teachings determine the way that you take the teaching in hand and procedures for practice. The teachings, as they are realized, are your practice of those procedures in accordance with how you have already determined them.
Mm-hmm. 바인베 아니 데니 준데스 조 네데스 데디 데스온데 아니 롱기 템바 생에 달라 아니 롱기 템바 데 제자 아니 토비 템바 데 드브나고 질란 로고 헤스
And thus this truth serves as cause and effect. So cause and effect, the cause is the scriptural and the effect is the realization. So the cause and effect, this is so, right that, first we study or read through the scripture, and after that we contemplate on the meaning of that, and then we put that into practice. And then through the, practice of meditation, we gain a realization. So the scripture, as mentioned here, is the cause and the realization is the result. So, as mentioned here, for example, it is like showing a horse the race course before you race. Once you have shown it, you then race there. It would be ridiculous to show the horse one race course and then race on other. So that is mentioned here that, we study on one subject and put practice on that same subject. Otherwise, we study one thing and, meditate or practice on other thing. So that is like, same mention here. So this is the, mentioned by the Indian masters, but, in Tibet, we have some kind of horse racing festivals. So at that time, they have a chosen place for the horse racing competition, and they clean and and pick up the pebbles and thorns and whatever over there and make it smooth, and there are places to people sit and like that. So it clearly mentioned here, similarly, why and then when you go to practice something else, in this vein, the last of Kama Lashila's three stages of meditation says, further, what you meditate on with the wisdom arisen from meditation is just that which you know with the wisdom that has arisen from study and reflection. You do not meditate on something else. This is similar to how you show horse a race track and then race it there.
So what this telling
is that, you know, maybe for you guys, you know, it is not, you know, very relevant. He is not sure, but, you know, for like Rinpoche, you know, he studied in the monastery for around 15 years, and then he passed all the exams, and, you know, he got the, you know, all passed. And then, you know, after the study, when he go to practice and meditate, then, you know, he practice and meditate something else, then he has, other than he has studies. So, you know, there are some, you know, people do like that kind of mistaken things. So, you know, that is why they instruct for like the practitioners, like Rinpoches.
Then you also come to Chiton and Chipan of Jirela. Then also you choose Shizin, be true till a gonja, Zenji, Zenachi, but you know, according to Moncha Red was a lot.
And maybe, you know, we also, you know, thinking, might be thinking the same thing that, you know, instead of meditating on this Lamrim, we might be seeking something else to meditate on. So mostly among us are studying Buddhism maybe around 5, 6, 7, 8 years. When try to meditate, then, you know, asking for something else like some, you know, deities or some kind of, you know, nagas or some kind of like that thing, you know, people ask instead of, you know, putting meditation on what you have learned. So if we do like that, then the masters scold us, like mentioned here. So if somebody don't care, then, you know, they might laugh, you know. Instead of going north, you know, going south.
Tetan 당라도 잘 오스 아니 디바티지로 하지다.
So now we read through the text. Thus this instructions includes in complete form all the key point of the path from the scriptures and their commentaries from how to rely on a teacher through serenity and insights. They then lead you through concise stages of practice in which you engaging in stabilizing meditation or that which require stabilizing meditation and you analyze with discerning wisdom that which requires analytical meditation. By doing this, you will understand that all of the scriptures are instruction for practice.
So
Rinpoche, I think you guys follow the tracks well or not, he is asking. So what this is, you know, the Lamrim began with the reliance on the teacher. It begins from the reliance on the teacher up to the, you know, stabilizing meditation, that single-pointed, you know, mental stabilizations. Then, after that, you know, through the, you know, wisdom applying the analytical meditation, then, you know, through that, attaining the complete Buddhahood. So it is very, you know, it concise, you know, stages of the practice very, you know, systematically and easy to, you know, practice. So what first we should do is, if you need a stabilizing meditation, you do that. And then, you know, if you think you need a analytical meditation, then read through the text, contemplate on it, and, you know, examine further till you get some kind of convince through the analytical meditation. So it talk, you know, teach you, you know, very in detail. So here it says when you need, you know, stabilizing meditation, you got to do that. And if you need, you know, analytical meditation, then you engage in that analytical meditation, you know, whatever it is. So, you know, generally, when we say meditation, there are two kind of meditation, stabilizing meditation and analytical meditation. These are the two different meditations talk in the Buddhism. So it is not necessary when you do meditation that you close your eye and, you know, sit up straight, you know, that is not, you know, a kind of necessary when you do the analytical and stabilizing meditation.
Pena Pesha no Mombolo, Pena Mataba Imbijin, Send Ovigilan, Pesha Momboto, the Imbijin, Sekar, Imbijin, Sekar, and Tendriki Chebache, and Gonjo, and Rodu, Chegondo, Chegondo, and Rodu.
So, for example, when we meditate on impermanence, nature of the impermanence, then you know we do the analytical meditation.
Jogan says on a any lot of you, me particular than a telemantus, the echelon, any Jedan Jogan and the Tendigi, Didis and the Tendigi. In Jimmy Jogan saying it, Loti, you just.
So the analytical meditation is through, you know, reasoning, you know, further and further. And stabilizing meditation is that, you know, you choose an object, you know, any kind of object, and try to focus on that meditation object single pointedly without any distraction. So these are the two different meditations. If you don't have any object, simply you sit there, close your eye, and you know, sit up and just stay there. That's not called the meditation. In meditation, you need an object to focus on, or object to, examine on.
Kanji siya ganchi na jo ganchi na yinji michi lo chi yi yu ji zinbi to na gan lo ti tali jya na ma to mi tsu na yi ku yu su na jila ganja jin na chi jiwa ma rsa la ta ti na beto lo na sha ta ta na.
So when we do the meditation, we need to have a certain objects to focus on or to analyze, examine on. Otherwise, you know, we close our eye and sit up, sleeping, you know, nothing going on. So that's not called the meditation. So we take break here. And we will have a break here, and after the break we will resume. And for question answers, if people want to leave, you know, that's okay. If people can leave in this after the break, or people can stay if they have any question answers, we will do the question answers.
Tumbo miye ye sachi teri ti sachi karsa suro male danga de che sachi ti teri zoji na desmo samdwa.
So first we gonna complete this second chapter, the greatness of enabling one to understand that all of the scriptures are instruction for practice. We try to complete this chapter first.
Tandi ma lo win da tanji charo. Teta ma yin ba lang ji lu yong su ma zo bi cha shin ga re la so zo to bi shiro da je ba ci ji ma re da je wa ci ji ne se nyo se lang bi yong chi mo na da nga de me cha wa ma ze is. Teta shi yi kwa je je ba zang de tong ne bang wa ni je de.
So we're going to read through the text again. Otherwise, you will spend your entire life without discerning wisdoms, practicing just some incomplete portion of the path and not the complete corpus. Thus, you will not understand that the classic texts are instruction for practice, but you will abandon them, seeing them as merely promoting superficial knowledge and eliminating other misconceptions. It is evident that the topic explained in the classical texts are, for the most part, only things that require analysis with discerning wisdom.
Any Tanji Gaman Shibana is in Jogongo Balango, Shigago, Shiga Majawache, any Shigachi, Soso to be sure of the Medeoina, Junche Mosete, Takats Tubatsanji, Shi, Quajet Batani Madano, Shi Jan and Yonetia Guerci Marie, Senna Loaina, any Junche Mopane, any Junche Molatosanji, Cocoyo Maris, so on.
So, like mentioned earlier, that you know, whenever you require to do the stabilizing meditation, and as well as whenever you need to are required to do the analytical meditation, you know, you got to do, you know, whenever it is required. Otherwise, if you are lack of, you know, lack of discerning wisdom, then, you know, you might abandon the classical texts not considering as a instruction for practice, but merely for superficial knowledge or for kind of debating or something like that.
Teda dambi chute mahina, teda zebale labi, damba kimbo sihi genye esa.
So then we will read again, if you cast them aside when you practice, then how can you develop an understanding that sees them as the supreme instructions?
So that
means that, you know, if we cast the, you know, like Nagarjuna's teaching aside, then where can we find, a greater teacher than the Nagarjuna?
So
it is like that, even though one is not practicing, if one cannot able to say that, you know, the Nagarjuna's teaching is not for practice, then, you know, who else teaching is meant for practice that we cannot able to say. So when we desire to obtain Buddhahood, then, you know, there are only two methods, you know. One is the bodhicitta, and other is the wisdom realizing the emptiness. So, you know, in terms of emptiness, you know, there is no greater teachings by Nagarjuna. So that is clear.
Ta sanje gi salan royal ni shanchu gi tonyu de belo de shanchu gi sen gi go mare sen gi jele so na ni ngun ne to ne ta khu se te re jong chim de go mare ma to je me den ro sa meng energy in sa ro sa la da.
If one agrees that one think that in order to obtain Buddhahood, you don't require bodhicitta and wisdom realizing emptiness, then that is the other thing.
Ta yang de lo win da de dan do de so ji ja che wo gun de dan che ba dang la du sha na sa ni ji de sa mo gun de dan che bi yong lu chen mo na jang la sa se me ba dang la de sha ne de da le dang bi chu den zin bi nge ba che de sa de na dang la ngo mi bi ni chi jo zang den zin bi lo do na ha ma me ban do ban jo ro sa ti zo ro do
the calling now dig zore
te ye saji ti tande saji ni bza yesa ni ba de zore da
ale te ding ye sa za lo
me sa zo che ba ma de te ye ta ti ye saji ni ba de zore da saji ni ba de kare se zo na ni di ji tanda de kare hi go re se zo na jang chu lang re che mo la tu sa jeng ye jin ye zo na jang chu lang re che mo la tu sa ji bin je be ye ni jong che mo kang ga ye tanda de to to go re se la go re se la te to to ye ni lang re le te ye chi chi de yo song go re se la da.
So then we read through the text. If these are not the supreme instruction, then could you find a master whose instructions surpass this? Therefore, when it becomes clear to you that the profound and vast scripture collections along with their commentaries are instruction for practice, you will quickly understand that the classic texts of the profound tantric collections along with their commentaries are also instructions for practice. You will then become certain that they are the supreme instruction. You will completely overcome the misconceptions that consider these tantras to be only teaching that should be cast aside because they are not actual instruction for practice. That complete the second this greatness of enabling to understand all the scriptural instruction for practice.
Then the shangchun lang ren chenpo la tebe yung chenpo danga de chebe then nga ma lo ju son ren den duwa ima tuchen ngang chou den senge de yeyne ando janye jeba la yene lang chun nang suke tu shibi ne kasa la yene sora ma li danga de chane yene nga tanda pa de tasa la lo ju chepa kang yin pa de yene shangchun lang ren chenpo la lo ju che sha asane den rugi son de lo ju du sa la.
So what this tells is that if you gain good understanding on the Lamrim, then you will also gain the understanding on good understanding on all the Buddha's teaching. So there is a Tibetan master named Thichen Ngawang Chogden. He once time said that when he go through the Lamrim, then he got the understanding that whatever he studied in the great monastery for many years those are all he has studied about
And also
And also there is a great yogi, Thubchen Losang Namgyel. One time he is giving the, 100,000 verses of Aparajana Paramita, giving the transmission for a big audience, and he mentioned again and again that, now I am old. If I am young, then all the practice is instructions are mentioned here. He said that again and again.
Deki karita de wasana la re chembo lo lo jong chewe di ni jong chembo gi tanda pa shen ro chi yang chu yin jo la re ne nyang ne chewe di ka sa ha jong chembo lo ne chewe di ka ga ni la re ne chu du ba de she yo di ndo de na la re no na ni sa je gi sun bi ni je ja yong su do ba de nyang ne le yo ba de she yo gu do as
so that when we gain a good understanding on Lamrim, then we will also know the all the Buddha's teachings are summed up in and the Lamrim practice, and also when we look on the other teachings, commentaries or teachings of Buddha, we will understand that Lamrim is the essence of all those teachings. So we know that it is the essence of the instruction of all the Buddha's teaching.
Do the Sura Mali Dana the Chava said, Kandaji Gugu or Sasana, mean Sanjay is soon be hiking Naji Chinchi, Uemeba, any Rani in Yolanda, Ni Ja Guba, the Ja Shepati Gugu.
So, in short, enable one to understand that all of the scripture are instruction for practice. That means, all the Buddha's teaching, even, one letter such as Na, one letter, we cannot cast that aside. It meant something. So there is some kind of instruction on that. So that kind of understanding we need to gain. So the key understanding here is that, whatever the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas are teaching is meant for me to attain, Buddhahood for myself. So we need to, if we gain that kind of understanding, then, we have the right understanding.
Mazu pena kadamba kadamba singe yi ni kwa tela ya yi yi na ji ji yue me ba dang a de cha wa chi lo go go se de dang da ji ba le go ya sa ro kadamba kadamba se.
So the main kadamba, the definition of kadamba means that one who understand all the Buddha's teaching, even a single word like na, is understand as the instruction to attain Buddhahood.
The Karsan Sendu ni rendo, bena jiru mo chengi kurongi lama tena ngati mi jema lama trawa chila ini kadam bashi bi tanda kare resa nama kandre nadi koi yige naji chenge ini todo meba nyane de ja tuwe de ini kadam bi tanda resa songdo.
So that one master asks, can you tell the definition of kadampa? Then he answered that, kadampa means that, all the teaching of Buddha, including even one letter na, is understand as an instruction and put into practice. That is the definition of Katambayanasa.
Jiromachi tila ngajyo zene pene sunchi chigirin la te yansa yansa songri sa terin, ini kola ini ti loma teji terin, loche yabu shuwi chi chaya songs, karisono ini kongi tila songgundu se, kadambayi tuyanda tila songgundu se, ini ngajyo shuwi nawari se, tila loji duwa.
And that, you know, that guy gained a, you know, perfect understanding of Katamba. So, you know, so the Lama Tsongkhapa prays again and again that, you know, that guy give me a brand new, you know, instructions. So now we have complete the two chapters that, you know, the greatness of enabling one to know that all of the teachings are free of contradiction. That is the first. And second, the greatness of enabling one to understand that all of the scriptures are instruction for practice.
Tembatani gemen de toba se de sanje gi sun kan yiba te ni gansa chi gi nyane de goba ma do nyaw se le ma goba chi me ba nyaw se le ba lan gawa me ba ti jen jen de jila ni je yu gasa tembatani gemen de to se de yin ba sa la
so the first, all of the teaching are free of contradiction, means that, you know, whatever Buddha's teaching, you know, is the path of the practitioner to attain the Buddhahood. There is no any earlier and later. There's no any thing to be put aside.
Jidang kyeche sheso na nga soyi pena ngenju ki samba sengen de zowo teme la gwane songjo jidang shangchu ki sengze zowo techenpa la gwane songjo jire salawa yina jidang kenyi de kuroni nama pensi gaware wasalada.
So like free of contradiction means that, you know, like renunciation and bodhicitta. So renunciation is the path or the practice of the lesser vehicle or Hinayana, and the bodhicitta is the practice or the teaching for the Mahayana or the greater vehicle. So this two in itself contradict one another. So if that is the case, that, you know, renunciation and bodhicitta is contradict one another, then how should we understand that, you know, all the teachings of the Buddha as Buddhas are free of contradiction? So the free of contradiction means that, you know, so for one individual to attain Buddhahood, you know, you need to practice the renunciation and you need to practice the bodhicitta too. So in order to in order for that, there is no any these two are free of contradiction to practice. So why? Because, you know, the bodhicitta, even though is meantime is not the practice of the, you know, lesser vehicle or Hinayana, but eventually one desired or need to attain Buddhahood. So without practicing bodhicitta, there is no way that one can able to attain Buddhahood.
Dembatani gemi de toba sing deje. Da soro mali danga de chawa se de ni chida de rendo dembatani gemi de to sona soro mali danga de chawa chabi ngeba me. Soro mali danga de chasona ni dembatani gemi de to tugo yasara wa keni.
So this is the, you know, all the Buddha's teaching are free of contradiction. So the second is a greatness of enabling one to understand that all of the scripture are instruction for practice. If one understand this, clearly, then it doesn't mean that, you know, all the teachings of the Buddha are free of contradiction, is not automatically, you know, realize or understand.
Dilo pe pe gona lo den den rendo pe na romo tengi ji thanga na gochi tengi na tanga cha thanga sa na ko kane ga ji thanga tengi ji so na re ji ji chön ji nyu go ji ga ji thanga tu bi yo ji go ba ga yin ba de ni thanga tu ye ji thin ji yin ba de ma to ni ge ji yin ba de ma go wa ji yo ro was de ri ji le Tendrich hier so na Dematani Gemento to Bella Jagdo. Tonga Tringi, Miji, Bangale, Tonga Chogogina, Mini Regi, Tsunji, Nugo, the Conje, Tonga to all Gubi, Yoshi, Kangi, but Tonga to be any Tinje Mato, any Gage, the Mondoa, Shesona, and Dematani Gemento to be Bella Jagdo.
So it is like, you know, the painter need a you know, the first the cloth where you're going to paint and all the brush and colors and everything, you know, he gathered that, you know, he understand that, you know, need all those things for a painting. But, you know, if the painter doesn't understand that, you know, these are the resources for a painting, and you know, these are not the obstacles for the painting. If that person is not realized the second one, then you know he has not known that all the teachings of the Buddha are free of contradiction. So then he gathered all those things and also he could able to paint a, you know, tanka or a some kind of painting. Then, you know, he got the understanding that all of the scriptures are instruction for practice.
को रोमो करल जाना तवार वाला था रोमो करल जाना पहले इंजी में थंगल जागो में दो को जो ये योजी थे कोई तुम भी योजी ये बस शेप आते था रानी ये योजी थे अने लाने तो शेप आनी पड़े अने क्यों नहीं पहले उन लोग दो
so that is you know all the painter knows that you know to paint all these things are required and at the same time one can able to paint you know this is like the first chapter and the second chapter.
That's music in a drawing key of a salad. You got in choosing total their total.
So now we do the question answers, you know. Always we forgot to do the question answers.
When they speak of practice, it sounds like such a general term. Is it because there are so many kinds of practice, or does it generally mean observing the mind, focusing the mind, directing the mind from distracting things and toward good things? Is it mainly mind training when we talk about practice, or is it a whole bunch of things?
Samgi dosa, tadanda dor duna nyamle nyamle lana ani samba tsichik tu ne da samba ani gyayin do madan ya da ani samba sangbo gu chola a combatte badela ani nyamle asna so di dirves ro jinsar
do disun tare benarang sen yose tene sanje temba yese de ani zo ne sen di thogi tanda lo songsha ju jongjo ro asla da.
So, you know, if you sum up, you know, whatever you said, that is the practice, as mentioned, then that, you know, tame your mind, this is the teaching of Buddha. So, as mentioned there. So, you know, all the Buddha's teachings are, you know, to tame our mind.
Mm-hmm. Saint Yao, the Saint Yao, the Shua Yubi Gona, any Jinni, any Saint Mibal and Jujugurus.
So that, you know, calm mind and mind peace, that is the basis, you know. Upon that, you need to build the, you know, mental stabilization or the single pointed. Mind.
Penandusro Matsuki pena singing Nimoto Suki Zuri, Penashinkatogana, any do the Tamala sober passing any Sasana, Sanabona, Jenji Kuyomoje, anything in any Nedogan, Trotagan, and Seto Caretoson, any Pisons of Jay or Tenogi, Ranji Nimoto Supasibitone, any gave me but a geni Tagur, Gail or the Tagur was.
So it is like doing a gardening. So when you want to plant something, you know, first, you know, you need to, you know, level the ground and, you know, and soil need to be really kind of soft, no any rocks or, you know, shrubs or whatever, you know, really fertile ground. Like that, first, you know, we tame our mind and, you know, all the grosser level of mental afflictions, those are dispelled and our mind is calm and peace like a fertile, leveled ground. So then, on that fertile level ground, then there's a good soil, it's like a peace and calm mind. On that, you know, ground, we need to sow the, you know, seeds, whatever you want to sow. Like that, on that calm mind, is like a field that we sow the, you know, virtuous seeds on that mind. So it is same like before we do any kind of practice or meditation. First, you know, we need to shape our mind. If our mind is, you know, influenced by any, you know, afflicted emotions like anger or, you know, like, you know, any kind of emotions, first we need to dispel that, you know, through, you know, focus on our breathing, you know. And once it is neutralized, mind is neutral, and then, you know, we can start the, you know, make some effort to generate the, you know, altruistic thoughts of the body mind. Then we, through that, you know, we begin our practice or the meditation. It is same like that.
Question is, when we're studying the Lam Rim, for our analytic meditation, can we be reading the text and discussing it with ourselves and understanding it as we go through?
Ani lamrim di chegum chidu tsamba, ani ta soso soso ki tokcho che, ani di chingimin peja lo indis che na ani chegum regyo res.
Pena chegum che ta pena ngon suki miji xene tenzi katu li kecha chewa ina, ro. Pena nari ni kono gancha ngay nango xene tenzi ngo tsu lo ro, xene tenzi ngo tsu di pena xene tenzi ki Tembi penya karewa ma, ten nimi karewa se, desu ki sanan tong, desu yoba karewa se, shenji tenzi katun, chidan chiran se, tahara, pecha loga za, pecha lo, kecha chuga za, chua, yang katu ma jinsa sanan tong, di katu la miba ma ja, tenri jinan roya rin do asa lada.
So, whatever you said is true, that, you know, such as this lamrim, you know, begin with the reliance on your teacher. So, you know, in order to do an analytical meditation on this thing, you know, you first need to know the benefits of reliance on the teacher and then the, you know, disadvantage of not relying on the teacher. All those things you need to know. And then, you know, through reasoning, critical analysis, you know, you do the, you know, discussion yourself, and then sometimes it is not clear, then you look at the book and read through those things and again contemplate on that. Sometimes you do the analytical meditation and sometimes you do the stabilizing meditation together. So that what you said is true.
Pena nyanglen dejun kongshi yengen dene yinsan, pena nga tsoki, pena langka nungan shogun deyi sholay chi kode taba yu shangen jinsan, ko yanglong di chi tawa dede, oo, ndi, ini, ngayi pena langri yinna sachin di katu yi, ko gangja ni kyu minan katu jaya rindu wa sengen chichi. Tata tene yi cha tunge jing huya sarwa.
So, if one is a, you know, true practitioner,
shigun de jogun dejun jen dene jing yinna.
And, you know, one do the, you know, stabilizing meditation and analytical meditation all the time. Then, you know, on the way, when you find, you know, some kind of text, you know, one page of text you found on the way on the ground, then you pick it up and you look at it, and then immediately you will understand, like mentioned here, that, you know, all the teaching are, you know, appear as instruction. So that means when you read that text, you know, then you will understand, you know, this, the subject of that page is included in the lamrim's, you know, what stage you will know. It might be on the reliance on guru, it might be on the practice of renunciation or bodhicitta or, you know, six perfection or whatever, so on. So immediately you can tell, you know, which part this page come from.
Michile been a draw the near coin mingages on a mission that you call it in it, been a net, gender which paracotes on a quit in Jeparong on such a campaign by Euro was. Any did you call on been a young a little bit? Did you call on Jayadon near the Korean and Jacobs consuels on a mission that you paracotes on a dissociate in Hibigenia, social to your was, then you better than you
are. So it is like, you know, like that, you know, if you don't have nothing, you know, for the basis, then if somebody give a, you know, handful of rice, then, you know, it's not useful for you, then you might throw it away. You know, if you have some kind of grain, maybe, you know, a little bit rice over there, and if somebody give you a little bit of rice, then you add on it, and then you can cook it, and, you know, there is a, you know, there is a good amount to cook, sufficient to cook. Otherwise, you know, if you don't have and somebody give you a little bit, then it is not sufficient to cook. So it is like that. You know, if you do the analytical and all those meditation usually all the time, then, you know, if you find something that really help you in your that understanding.
Tindriki soso tujingi shiga na jogan chendengi jingi sona, tanji sewa na shole chikho sona, shole kura tanda le sona, nansu soso nyonglen deli ja chuchu ya sarwas.
So, like you do the this meditation all the time and you found one page on the way somewhere and when you read it, then immediately you can apply the, you know, subject of that page into your, you know, analytical meditation or stabilization.
Meditation.
So the main thing is whether you know the entire text or not, but it's very important to know the chapters. You know, you can, if you can able to count the chapter by not missing any chapter, then, you know, you got the foundation there to meditate on. So, if you know the chapter to count from the path to the enlightenment, then you got the foundation there to meditate. So it is, the analogy is like, you know, in the king's palace, you know, he got all the utensils, you know, pots and pans to cook, you know, a good one. But in a poor family, that family also got the pot and pans, even though it is, the material is, you know, not worth much. But, you know, the king palace and the poor people's palace, pot and the utensil pans are same. They can utilize to cook the same, you know. King could cook the soup in their, you know, expensive pan, and the poor people can cook the soup in that their, you know, poor pan. It is like that. If you know the chapters, you know, count and not missing any chapter, then you got the, you know, the basis for the meditation there. Mm-hmm. So we stop here and do the dedication as mentioned here, that, you know, all the Buddha's teaching appear to us as a, you know, instruction for practice, and I will do my best, and as well as the lineage gurus, please bless me to have a successful practice and you know, able to lead all the sentient beings into the same state. So we dedicate like that.
Tembe nyimbo rindu sanche shu Saji Puja joje mendo tamar Rale she nende de baide Sanje shindo me de pewa aye Drogunam da jin lai che barai shoy Diye yadai lamay tain Demi chuji pelai won chuji Sada lam je yun de rab zone Doje change gompanyo toboy shoy Guru Rena Medala Kamani Ataya Mele Zonye Nea Kadra Yamba Tanje Safade Lomi Mare Kiton Jowa Akwe Namde Dewe Wampo Tajuje Emae Zumbe Tserava Kundo Yaya Jambe yange tseve jesone Tembe rimbay kunsa lamje cho Enyene drube jena anye jesho Rangi jeshe tobe lamje Shudra tseve chave tabge ge Drove yige mimba selche ene Yave temba ayure zinjo je Yawe ze barin do kyongyurje Lasa drube kyongyen drugeje Gege seje mitay mimiku Tseraba kundu yawe ngapayi Namday lamday dewa mayyurje Kanze teba cholay chuchu uchu Sushin drubla tsuba atiyece Tude namje tatu chocheche Tashi jatsu chogun kyab juloche Kudze rabdinche namgara tile Chuchuru gebata Losa tembe jume sasumunje Jove muse tatu ne juloche Rave kove shenga madhire Penda dewa malu chumvene Chere sewa tenze dya tsoye Shabe sede bardo tengyuroche Pave jitara kemba ata Kundu sambo teya teshide Teda kundi jesu da lobo chire Gewa dida atam jirab tomo Gewa atam jirki Nova kalay chutu napade Dagi gewe tsawadi kundi Sambu chichirab tomo varaydi